At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A tornado warning is in effect until 6:30 for parts of Camp and Upshur counties. The National Weather Service reports that moments ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located about 7 miles southeast of Leesburg, moving east at 35 miles an hour. A potential tornado and golf ball-sized hail could form from the storm, and heavy rainfall may hide this tornado. If you're in the path of the storm, it's advised that he take shelter now. The National Weather Service also reports a severe thunderstorm warning will remain in effect for northeastern Dallas, southeastern Collin, Rockwall, southern Hunt, and northern Kaufman counties until 7 this evening. A severe thunderstorm was located over northern parts of Plano, moving east. Again, these storms could produce severe wind and large damaging hail. If you're near any of them, it's advised to seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. The state's top prosecutor faces civil fraud charges. Today, federal securities regulators filed charges against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of recruiting investors to a high-tech startup before becoming Attorney General, without disclosing he was being paid to promote the company. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filed a civil lawsuit against Paxton and former executives of Severgy Incorporated. They are similar to the allegations Paxton faces in a pending indictment by a Collin County grand jury last year. Paxton has pleaded not guilty to those criminal charges. Paxton's attorney says his client denies any wrongdoing. If you've been in downtown Fort Worth over the past week, you may have noticed something a bit unusual. A brand new home under construction in Sundance Square. This has become an annual tradition for the local Habitat for Humanity chapter. The organization has partnered with XTO Energy to build a house in downtown Fort Worth for the past several years. KERA's Christopher Connolly stopped by Sundance Square this morning as crews were getting ready to move the home to its permanent location.
A handful of guys in safety vests were hard at work lifting up the freshly painted moss green home to slide long steel beams underneath. They were building a custom trailer to haul the three-bedroom house a few miles southeast to the Hillside Morningside neighborhood. Building a house smack dab in the middle of downtown helps draw attention to the growing need for affordable housing in Fort Worth. The average monthly rent for a two-bedroom apartment has topped $1,100. Lydia Traina with Trinity Habitat for Humanity says the organization's newly minted homeowners pay about half that on a zero-interest 30-year mortgage.
So they're able to use their funds and their income on other things like groceries and school supplies and clothing for their children. And a lot of our homeowners go on and get secondary education for them and their kids, too.
This is one of just 30 homes the organization plans to build this year in Tarrant, Parker, Johnson, and Wise counties. Trinity Habitat has built 600 homes since 1989 and rehabbed hundreds more. Still, Traina says, with more people moving into the area and rents on the rise, there's a lot of unmet need for affordable housing.
We are well into next year's waiting list, so there definitely is a need. We're approving families as quickly as they come in, but there's definitely a waiting list.
For one family, refugees from Myanmar, the wait is nearly over. Later this year, after work crews finish the interior of the house, they'll be able to move into that home that was built downtown. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Each night, hundreds of teens are trafficked in North Texas. That's according to New Friends, New Life, an organization that helps trafficked girls and young women get their lives back on track. Today on Think, New Friends CEO Katie Pettigo told Chris Boyd that putting an end to trafficking requires getting tough on buyers.
What we know from statistics is around 65% of the buyers hold an office of esteem or trust. About 56% of buyers work with children. I mean, we're talking about men who mostly who are out there saying it could be a minor. It doesn't have to be. So either it's a pedophile or someone who's so narcissistic that they don't care. So we have to really change and focus on who these men are that are buying our little girls. And we have to change the cultural perspective on them. I mean, when you see a statistic that 85% of those buying commercial sex with children get a suspended sentence. They never see jail. They never even have a jury. Yet we're somehow, you know, as a community saying, well, if you paid cash for that, we're going to, you know, turn the other way. Whereas if it's molestation or rape, then we will prosecute things like that. That's something we as a community have to say no more. for there to be true systemic change, we all have to come together and say, if it is particularly with a minor, we are not going to look away. We are going to insist that it be prosecuted.
Today's conversation also included New Friends, New Life clinical director Haesung Han and Amanda Jones, a survivor of trafficking. The complete conversation re-airs tonight at 9. You can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Governor Greg Abbott says the status quo at Child Protective Services is unacceptable. Today, he appointed new leaders for CPS and the agency that oversees CPS. Child Protective Services has been accused of failing to prevent several recent deaths, including some in North Texas. There's been a flurry of resignations of local investigators, and a federal judge has declared the Texas foster care system broken, saying that kids leave the system worse than when they enter. Madeline McClure is the founder of Dallas-based TexProtex, an organization aimed at protecting kids from child abuse and neglect. I talked with her about the state of child welfare in Texas. Madeline McClure, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Can you walk me through some of the biggest issues the state faces right now when it comes to child welfare?
Number one, Texas is one of the lowest investors in evidence-based child abuse prevention. At the moment, we know that we've got approximately 488,000 families with children ages 0 to 6 that are at high risk of child abuse. The highest risk families are at about 225,000, but we're only serving 21,000, or 10% of those. So in order to really change the trajectory and prevent kids from flowing into the CPS system, we have got to ratchet up the investment up front so that we can save many more dollars down the road. The second major issue that we're facing is how we respond to allegations of child abuse. When somebody reports child abuse in Texas, when they're making an initial allegation, they call a statewide hotline. The average hold time of that statewide hotline is 8 minutes. The problem there is that they have a 30% abandonment rate of calls. Some of the people reporting child abuse are teachers running between classes, or an emergency room doctor between patients, or, you know, a domestic violence situation where mom's not going to have a lot of time. That's kind of artificially decreasing the number of kids that actually get investigations.
How is this affecting investigators? I've heard of multiple resignations and others just flat out quitting.
We just overwhelm our frontline CPS investigators. There is no way any of these workers could do an adequate job at the caseloads of approximately 20 that they're carrying now, up to 40 and 60. The Child Welfare League of America and the Council on Accreditation for Child and Families recommend really a maximum of 12 cases at any given time in order to do thorough work.
And what about foster care? How is this affecting foster care?
Just not taking care of our kids in the appropriate way in terms of preserving children in families where they can be preserved, or in ensuring that children that are removed find permanency in an adequate way with relatives and or permanent adoptions. Children that languish in CPS care and foster care for years and age out have a huge increase in their propensity to become unemployed, homeless, engaging in self-medication, substance abuse, mental health, and very early teen pregnancy, where we start the cycle again.
Well, it seems that the court system has recognized some of these concerns, and a federal judge has declared that the state's foster care system is unconstitutional. I'm wondering if you can walk me through what the next steps might be. I know that a special master of some sort will be, or has been appointed.
Special masters have been appointed by the court. Problem is, neither of them has any Texas experience. And every state is different. And we have a pretty unique system here where the only state that has such a thing is temporary and permanent managing conservatorship. We have a really more of a core belief in the, you know, parental rights and the rugged individual, pick them up selves by the bootstraps and, you know, not interfere with families. It's a different culture. Judges in certain areas of the state are never inclined to listen to CPS and remove a child. The most important thing is the special masters have got to access the child abuse experts other folks that have been working diligently and researching best practices and bringing them to Texas in order to get informed and up to speed quickly. Unfortunately, the state is also appealing the federal court ruling. We beseech the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, to drop the appeal and put the money, resources, time, and energy and move, divert those from the appeal and put them towards finding solutions for these children.
Madeline McClure is the founder of Dallas-based Tax Protects. Thanks for joining me.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The earlier tornado warning has expired, but a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northeastern Dallas, southeastern Collin, Rockwall, southern Hunt, and northern Kaufman counties until 7 this evening. Again, it'll be mostly cloudy tonight other than the storms. A 20% chance for showers later on with a low around 56. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with a high near 70. At 6:30, this is KERA News.